so I think we'll begin the evening session now. Just first of all, is this a good enough volume? You can hear okay all parts of the room? Yeah. And if there's anything we say or we become too quiet or whatever, feel free to put your hand up and interrupt us at any time and suggest being louder or being clearer, explaining what that word means. Is everybody comfortable? We've got three spare floor mats here and lots of cushions if anyone wants more cushion on the chair before we begin. It's kind of a reasonably long session to be sitting around, so if you do want anything, feel free. Anyone like another cushion? No? Okay.
Meditation doesn't have to be uncomfortable.
Preferably not, actually. So we want to speak this evening, as I think was advertised, about bringing together the qualities of meditation, of spirituality, of contemplation, looking within. Also bringing that into the world, which could be activism, could be actions for the benefit of ourselves and others. And you know, just seeing in what way inner practice can manifest in the world in hopefully a positive and beneficial way for life. So it seems that there's the potential for quite a number of reasons of why you might have decided to drop in, and it might just be a little bit helpful if we get a sense to begin with, so that we know where to kind of where to speak from and what to speak about. So I'll just say a couple of reasons that I can think of, and then you can throw out any more that seems more precise to what you're interested in. So it could be that you just want to have an evening with some meditation in, and there will be meditation in this evening, so you might just be interested in continuing in this practice of meditation or learning about meditation, and from that regard you might have already a basis in activism or not. And if you're coming from activism, you might be interested in what would meditation benefit, you know, what would this looking in benefit where I'm already engaged with the world. And another aspect could be that you have a meditation practice and it's quite established and you're interested in how that could actually get more engaged in the world, some ideas of how it's been working for others, and maybe some theory or applicable ways that could be working for you. And it could be that you have neither experience in meditation nor in activism, but are interested in how those two would work together, or it could be that you have a sense that those two work together and you want to get involved in that. Does anyone feel like that doesn't cover them at all and they have something else, some other response why you came here? Of course, there is the other possibility, is that you've just accidentally walked into the wrong building and you're now wondering how you can get out of it without drawing too much attention to yourself. Maybe in about 5 minutes we'll start meditating and you can slip out. Yeah.
Maybe the question on how to find the balance between your own practice and then helping others.
Exactly. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely how to find that way. Balancing and integrating and how they can support each other.
I'm very interested to hear how meditation and activism can work together. Because for me, activism usually sounds with a bit of negative connotation. I'm interested in that.
Yeah. It's a good, important point. We'll definitely try and cover that. Does anyone else feel to add anything to that? Okay, if I could just know, is there anyone who doesn't have like any meditation experience, who's kind of coming fresh without meditated before? And it's, you know, obviously meditation is a very broad term and it may be something that you feel you've been doing your whole life, but if there's anyone who just feels like they don't really know what meditation is, what it means, what it would imply. Okay, so that's good to know. And I wonder, if people feel comfortable, how many people feel that they're involved in some form of activism? It doesn't have to be...
Well, when we say activism, it's quite a broad term.
Yeah.
Social engagement would also be another way of saying it. It doesn't mean that you go to demonstrations regularly or climb on top of buildings in protest. It just means that socially engaged in some way. Sorry.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. So how many people feel that they're... If you feel that you are kind of socially engaged, let's say, if we use that word, or the environment, or animal rights, or anything like that. Okay. It's not a prerequisite of anything at all, just to kind of give us a sense of what to talk about. So we're going to begin with a half-hour meditation together. So if you aren't already very, very comfortable, then... good time to find that out and adjust. So, there's lots more questions there if you want to take them at any point early on in the meditation, that'll be good. After that, we'll just kind of enter a more still space. So this will be a guided meditation, and feel free, if you have your own practice, to just use my voice as just another sound of the urban environment, of the human environment. And if anything I say is helpful, then feel free to inquire into that, utilize that. Just beginning by recognizing how you are. Just seeing if in this moment, do you feel comfortable in your own skin? Do you feel comfortable with how you find yourself? Checking if it's going to be easy for you to be present, awake, centered, and also relaxed. Is there anything you can do to be more comfortable, more relaxed with what you find? Whatever it is it something you can do, something you can allow to be? Anything that isn't going to disturb other people is really fully invited. Just checking if even in a very subtle way we're demanding anything from this moment other than what it is. us rest into how we find ourselves. Rest into this breath. Rest into this environment with its temperature, its sounds, its quality of light. Whole body experience, letting the awareness envelop the whole body experience, whole body sitting here in this room. Just checking if there's any areas of tension, any part of the body. Efforts of straining in any part of the body. Seeing if you can relax, particularly on the out-breath, relaxing that part. Checking that the eyes are soft and the area around the eyes. Checking the jawbone is soft. Shoulders are relaxed, really at ease. And down, relaxed spine, really soft belly. We really feel here in a really relaxed body as much as possible. Relaxed as much as possible. Allowing the body to send a deep message of relaxation to the being. As we soften into our seat. As we ease more into our being, our beingness. Yeah, that's helping the mind to relax. We know we don't need to stop thinking. We also don't need to continue thinking. Allowing it to fade out on its own. participating in this mind dance in a way which is not resisting the thoughts that are present, nor indulging in them either. Just keep on checking that the body is staying relaxed and resting as the awareness that is revealing the play of the mind. To relax the urge to get it right, to do well, a beautiful impulse or motivation in life, doing well, but not necessary in meditation. So useful in meditation. Once we begin, so resting as awareness, resting into awareness. Like a vast open sky, sounds and thoughts and body sensations passing like clouds in the vast sky. Again, just checking that the body is still relaxed. The mind wanders and we get distracted. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter where it goes. Just coming back. Checking how the heart mind, the citta, is in this moment. Does it feel quite open? invited to relax and open to life. Automatic response of the heart to close when it approaches the difficult, the uncomfortable, the unwanted. But we know a closed heart doesn't change circumstances. Life is present, whether the heart is open or closed. Life is flowing. Whether we're rigid or fixed, or open and embracing. So can we gently and sensitively open and open the heart space of our heart mind whatever that means for you. Can you open your heart just a little bit more? Include just a little bit more. A gentle willing to open, or pulling the petals of the flower open, just inviting. You can use the breath, the in-breath, to expand and open the body awareness through the heart awareness. And on the out-breath, to relax into the space, the new space of awareness. Expanding, maybe beyond the concept of the body, concept of the limitation of the body. On the out breath, relaxing into that space. just reconnecting to the awareness of this moment. Noticing where you find yourself, no need for praise or blame, it's just what is, just the causes and conditions of this life. Just gently inquiring, what could I do to be more present, more centered, more relaxed and awake. There'd be nothing more to do. Might be worth relaxing the body. Allowing the mind to be the mind. Open the awareness, invite the heart to open just a little bit more. It's quite busy today. It could be helpful just to see if we can ride the in-breath all the way in and rest there. Watch the out-breath riding out as we relax, staying with it all the way, with the breath out of the body. We can do a whole breath. See if we can do another whole breath. Wandering quite a lot today. Just each time the breath is all the way out of the body, you can just count one. The next time the breath is all the way out of the body, you can count two. Just go up to eight and repeat. Mind is happy to just rest, just relax. With a soft body, quite clear mind, open heart, in spacious awareness.